This is MSO NewsSports.com, and this is North Shore Today for Monday. Hi, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. And in today's program, we'll take a look at some of the news stories making news around the North Shore today. And whatever, have some conversation on a few other things. Rick, the biggest story around that I can see here is Pablo Sandoval coming in big. Have you been following the spring training news?
No.
Oh, the photos. the photos of this guy are unbelievable. Obviously, he didn't skip a meal during the offseason. It reminds me of the old days when the Red Sox would come into spring training. And back in the old days, I'm talking the 60s or something like that, they didn't have the training regimens. Some of the players did not have the training regimens that they have today. And so there'd always be I can't remember who the players would be, but there'd always be somebody that you'd always be wondering about how they were going to report to spring training. So, whatever. We'll see. Remember,
I know that because of the legal acumen of the major league teams, front offices, that there'll be something in his contract. They feel quite confident that had he not lived up to the contract, then they'll be able to either fine him or fire him or trade him, and he'll be able to sit down. I mean, I feel relatively – they won't just have to play him because he has an ironclad – multi-million-dollar contract. I'm sure that won't happen. Yeah. So if he didn't come in shape, I'm sure that. And of course, I have tongue in cheek. It's like, you know, what are you thinking? I mean, come on, you're a grown man, and the Red Sox are you know, multi-million, if not billion-dollar organization. Let's get this show on the road here.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about the Red Sox some other time, but just want to share with some folks. Our two videos that we have up there today are two videos from Saturday. And on Saturday morning, there was a fire, which at the time it looked like it could be a pretty dangerous fire at Sozio's Appliance, which is on Squire Road in Revere, right near the if people go down Route 1 to cut across to the airport, it's Route 60 headed toward the airport. And folks know where it is. It's the bottom of the Marsh Road as well at that rotary there. And I happened to be down there, just stumbled upon this, seeing the black smoke, got there. We have a video even before the fire department is there. And it's received a lot of hits and a lot of notes around the area. And you can see the flames really into the parking lot. So it's kind of a strange fire. And we don't know what it is that caused it. We'll try to follow up a little bit on it. But we just wanted to share those two videos with you. So there's a video there before the fire department even arrives. But what was amazing is the fire looks like, you know, Rick, with that black smoke, you're thinking, and there's been a number of fires in the news this weekend, but that there's some kind of chemical or something there burning that pretty toxic. And but they knocked it down so quickly. It was very impressive how fast the truck arrived, and boom, the fire was pretty much, pretty much contained at that point. So
yeah, it's quite an impressive video. And the gentleman out front directing traffic looked like he was helping, too. Looks like he might have been a bystander or a passerby helping out. But, yeah, the flames going into the parking lot look really weird. It looked like some kind of – but, you know, there's so much combustible material and furniture that maybe some of it just kind of got pushed outside or something or other. And, as you say, we'll have to see the follow-up on that. But very impressive video.
What was interesting was I was going the other way, on the other side of the road, and I didn't see anybody out from the store. Like, sometimes you think you might see an employee out of the building out there doing something, because this is like a 10:20 in the morning, so the store had to be open, I would imagine, on a Saturday. But there was no employees in the parking lot. Maybe they ran. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, that one guy, you're right, the one guy in the parking lot, in the road rather, directing traffic, and the fire trucks, as you can see in the video, pretty much put the flames out right away. So anyways, that thing is up there. And we learned, Rick, over the weekend that there are a number of organizations now on Twitter that follow scanners and follow police activity. So it's kind of an interesting thing, because they wanted to share the video with their group around New England that do these different things. And so this must happen a lot, but it was a new thing to us. So it's kind of an interesting experience to be involved in it in that way. So
well, I have a scanner that I listen to. I'm not in any group, but obviously I listen to the scanner for any emergencies or upcoming stories that may be developing. But I know there are some people, especially with social media, who get their information from a scanner, and you really can't do that. You get an idea of who's going where, and sometimes why, but not always, and you really have to follow up on that. So it's interesting. I'll have to check out what that those. I did see that those scanners groups really are. I wonder how they operate and how you become a member of that. Not that I want to necessarily, but the scanners are very valuable. I know one thing. I have in my neighborhood. There's a police officer. In fact, it's Gloucester basketball coach Bill Cahill. Bill Cahill, who lives in my neighborhood, is also a firefighter who lives across the street. And several times we've had emergencies in the neighborhood, and twice in my house with kidney stones. And it's great. The first person here is the firefighter, and because he's got a scanner in his house, and he's always been very helpful. So scanners do serve a purpose.
Oh no, no question about it. And so, anyways, we'll that's that. And again, it was a fire on Saturday morning in Revere, and again, looked like it could have been a lot more dangerous than it ended up being. But we'll follow up on that as well. So, looking around at some other news, more primaries over the weekend nationally, but locally, I guess we're gearing up here in Massachusetts. It'll be a week from tomorrow, but the Super Tuesday race. And I also note that in today's edition of the Salem News, there's a story about Peabody Mayor Betancourt getting a little upset, opening up the bill from Essex Tech, which, again, looking at the story quickly, has increased for $1 million for Peabody. And I was talking to someone that I know on Friday, and they were saying that in their town, which was Lincoln, which is not in our area, but their district has pulled out of the association with the vocational school and will just send students. They must be able to also maybe try to tuition students into vocational districts or so on. But I'm wondering if that eventually is going to be a money thing for districts going down the line. But anyways, that's a story to follow up on, and maybe we'll be able to get more on that actually today on our website.
Yeah, well, tuition makes sense, and I did talk to a former superintendent on Friday, and she was mentioning how deep this thing is, and this is, I think it's going to become more and more of a story as time goes on. There is a lot of controversy around, no doubt about it, so yeah, we'll follow this to be sure.
Any other breaking stories, Rick, to share with us?
Well, I don't know about breaking stories, but Ray Lamont has a story in the Gloucester Times front page story. It's called "The Brass Monkey Is Coming." Palazzolo Sporting Goods store at the bottom of Main Street in Gloucester on the west side of Gloucester West End has closed after many, many years in business. Jack and his wife, Linda Palazzolo, owned the business after his dad ran it for so many years. And he employed a lot of high school kids, did a great job, and outfitted the local sports teams and so on. But anyway, that place has gone vacant. He sold it. And the new place moving in is called the Brass Monkey, and it is a new gift and antiques emporium that will be open. They're hoping to open in May. So there's a front page story on the Brass Monkey in the Gloucester Times.
All right, Brass Monkey. All right, sounds great. And I guess I'm going to move around other stories. Doesn't seem like it's there's like a lot of huge news stories over the weekend. So that's probably a good thing, you know, as we get ready for this week. And Rick, I think maybe just taking a quick peek at some of the sports news. This is kind of a strange week. We got a long week of not a lot happening this week. Although teams are wrapping up their regular seasons tonight or tomorrow or maybe even as late as Wednesday, then tournament pairings come out Friday and Saturday for basketball and hockey. And we're able to check out a few games over the weekend. A number of teams have qualified for postseason play. Yesterday in boys basketball, the Peabody boys qualified with, they got their 10th win of the season, so they've qualified for state tournament play. And in Salem High School, will wrap up their regular season tonight as they will be playing, I think it's their last regular season game. They're at Everett tonight for a 7 o'clock game. And who else did I check out? Oh, Marblehead tomorrow, by the way. Marblehead girls basketball. They're in the tournament, but they're going to Everett tomorrow night, Tuesday night. So they have a big game. And the girls team at Everett, I guess, is doing very well. So that'll be a tough one for them, but it's out of league. They've already qualified for the tournament. So there are a number of kind of league and non-league games happening in the next couple of days, but then it's a wait for the tournament.
And you have a lot of posts with videos of talking to kids over the weekend after games. We have our hockey game that was posted, Bill, and what a finish to that game. It was 2-2, 5 seconds left. Gloucester gets a breakaway. I think it was Costanzo to Alexinas. And I thought it was a save by the Linfield goaltender, but it was apparently Enos hit the crossbar with 1 second left to go in the game. Great game. We'll be talking with the Linfield hockey coach tonight, John Gardner, who was very gracious and helpful to us on Saturday. But he'll be a guest on North Shore Sports Night tonight, along with Nick Kukuru of the Gloucester Times. And Tim Kearns is expected to be in studio.
Nice. All right. That sounds great. So I guess...
One more thing, Bill.
Yeah.
One more thing. I did talk with Barry Hanrahan. Barry is the assistant general manager of the Philadelphia Flyers, and he's a Gloucester High School graduate of 1987. I had him on. He was in my Algebra 2 class. Just a great guy, great family man. And I had invited Barry to be on the show tonight. He said he could be. However, a very sad event. He's actually in Gloucester right now attending the funeral and wake of his dad. His dad passed away over the weekend, a longtime firefighter. And we send our condolences along to the Hanrahan family, Holly and Barry. I know those guys and the family. And, of course, the fire department loses one of its retired veterans, Marty J. Hanrahan, who died over the weekend. So, again, Barry will be on. We're lining him up for next Monday, which is the NHL trading deadline. And as I said, Barry is the assistant general manager of the Philadelphia Flyers, and he'll bring some expertise from Major League Hockey to us next Monday night.
Wow. He won't be too busy on Monday night, you know, with the trading deadline. Maybe they're not making any trades, so yeah.
Well, I don't know, but he offered, and I'm sure he will be busy. That's the excitement for me is to talk to an NHL executive, a team executive in the middle of this. I've never done that before. Obviously, be able to talk at that level. Barry's been on twice that I know of. He actually came on when we first started broadcasting. He came on. He was visiting Gloucester at Christmas time and came on between periods at a Gloucester hockey game. And then we had him on the phone one time a couple of years ago, probably more than a couple of years ago now. And Barry, of course, it's a great story. He's a terrific gentleman, a very intelligent man, with great family ties. But he's a kid who had aspirations, for the major leagues when he was a youngster at Gloucester High School. And he's done it. He's in the major leagues, and it's just a great story.
All right, well, that'll do it for us for today. We'll keep it short. Again, the two videos that we have are from a Saturday fire in Revere, and I think we're done. And with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us on North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.